One factor is a Senate bill that could make 5.5 square miles in mining areas off limits to the public. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says this would kick tribal biologists off the area they're obligated to protect.
We've seen enough now to understand that state legislators are willing to pressure scientists, are willing to try and restrict access to publicly accessible places that are critical for the objective data gathering and analysis that are going to be necessary to paint a picture of this ecosystem.
Six tribal leaders ask in a letter to President Obama to stop mining activities to protect the ceded territory. But Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany, one of the sponsors of the off-limits bill, says this is not a place for the feds.
Well, I sure hope the president doesn't come in and usurp the state's ability to manage its natural resources, because that's something the federal government has always delegated to the states.
But Wiggins says the difference is this is state land in the ceded territory, so the U.S. government must act.
In real time right now, we know what we need, and we need intervention because of all of the efforts to obscure and cloud over GTAC's activities and the hydrology and the science of this site. And from a trust responsibility perspective, we expect the federal government to be there for us and to honor those treaties.
The letter also asks for a meeting with President Obama as leaders of sovereign states. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.